This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for hour number three of the big show. Nick, I was wondering if you watched the ice hockey last night like the rest of the free world. It was absolutely compelling. The women were absolutely extraordinary. And other than beating Coach Ditka in a race, which they never would do, a great win for the red, white, and the blue.
Women ice hockey.
Indeed.
Now,
upsetting the Canadians, don't you know? You betcha.
And it's still amateur for women ice hockey, just like with men. Or now, they changed it to amateur.
Where are the pro hockey leagues for women? Siberia? I'm not aware.
I don't know. You guys were telling me last
week. Is
there
such a thing, Barry? I don't know.
Well, you guys were saying last week that they used to do like.
Well, for NHL.
NHL, that's what I meant.
Yeah, we're qualified for the Olympics.
Yeah.
And I was telling Barry in the break, because a lot of people actually stayed up for it. I was getting a lot of tweets and messages. Are you watching this? And it ended up going to a shootout after overtime. And the United States women upset Canada after the Canadians had taken the last four Olympic gold medals.
They're pretty good at hockey up there.
Don't you know? You betcha.
Yeah.
And the kind of story within the story, twin sisters for the United States, one scores the game tying goal to force overtime. The other is the one that puts the shootout goal in to put them ahead to win the gold medal. So kind of a neat story there within the United States' roster. And they win the gold medal, which is more than the men were able to do, as they took it in their shorts the other night in the semis.
Boy.
Yeah. I think the United States overall should just rate their entire performance in the Olympics as taking it in the shorts.
Somebody on the text line wanted to know, when is Barry going to be the FBF comic of the week? All right. First of all, it's FEF.
Right. Which also, is not.
It's F, yeah.
Yeah.
Not FEF, although for almost a year.
All you, insert your favorite cuss word that I can't say here, should get some Q-tips and get the wax out of your ears, because it's always been F, yeah.
But when you say it fast.
F, yeah.
No.
That doesn't sound like F-E-F.
Because you're like, it's the F-E-F Friday.
Gong this. Move on.
Oh, yeah.
Move on. No. When are you going to be the comic of the week? I'm anxious to get you on finally.
My bad. You have to say F-E-F Friday fast. Say it fast.
I don't have to.
That's true.
Thank you.
You don't. But if I can't.
Can we get to
F-E-F
the nuts
Friday.
And bolts of this thing? When are you finally going to be the comedian of the week?
F-E-F Friday. That sounds like F-E-F Friday.
F-E-F Friday. Is that how he said it?
Yeah.
F-E-F?
F-E-F Friday.
That's not how I say it. Can we move on now?
Okay.
F-E-F. All right. Yeah, I've already.
Gong this guy already.
I was already.
Thank you.
I was already the comic.
I'm aware.
Of the week.
They obviously are not. Thanks for being a loyal listener. You are not a suspect.
Gong that text,
yeah.
Sir.
Thank you.
By the way, what's his name? Jeff Huerta said, I can't stop laughing at the gong soundbite. The dong.
I told you it was outstanding.
We just need to use it. Can we just take
I
out
said
my? Because as soon as you did it, I started laughing. It's not hard. It's not hard to make me laugh. I don't know if we can take that out, but it's probably too late. So well, I ruined it.
You do the same thing when the next caller is on.
No. I already read his text. Why?
Over under, Nick. He'll start laughing within what? 15 seconds.
It's a health tip.
That's interesting.
I feel like, you know, we talked about what OU Mike looks like kind of a Cooter Brown looking guy. Like he's got on overall Uncle Jesse right. Mm-hmm. From the Ooh. Dukes of Hazzard comes
kind
to
of
mind.
Reddish hair, I would imagine. But yes.
Oh, you think he's a redhead?
I think he's more of a fire under.
They do say, I heard a rumor one time that redheads evolved.
Can I say firebush?
No, I heard that redheads evolved because of inbreeding, which I don't think is true.
It's possible.
But in the case of OU Mike, that might actually be why he would be a redhead.
Over under on if this has anything to do with Johnny Weir.
Oh, there's no doubt it's going to be a gay reference.
Probably, right?
I really like a health
tip. And it's
tip.
A health tip.
I really yeah. feel like he's going to talk about a colon cleanse.
Watch me hear.
I really feel like that.
After that, he'd probably hang up. OU Mike, what's up?
Hey, I heard you didn't have anybody for health tips today, so I figured I'd just call in.
Oh, great.
There's this girl that works down at the Butt Naked Club down there off of my phone's breaking up. Hang on.
We'll fix the cord.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
You know what he's doing? He's laughing. He can't.
He hung up!
He couldn't do it. He, like many people, laughs at his own jokes, and he couldn't get through it. He said butt naked club and bailed. That's what he
either
got.
Either that or he got stage fright, because every time we build him up, he does the...
OU Mike is he's must be like 7 years old. In his mind.
Yeah, he's 77 otherwise.
Yeah.
He like runs in the room and goes, penis, ha, and runs out. Like that's the equivalent of what that call was. He just wanted to call and say butt naked.
And then hang up.
I don't know. I don't know what that was. You know, we did so good propping him up. And I feel like sometimes he just is like, well, I got a call today. No, you don't.
Actually, the text that he sent you
was pretty good.
Would have been appropriate on the air.
Yeah.
I think it would have been hilarious on the air.
The text was, well, I read it on the air, but you're saying if he would have called.
If he would have called and he said it in his voice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, well. Better luck next time, OU Mike.
I mean, I'm not mad at that one either. He just, you know.
Flamed out.
Chickened out.
If this was Jim Rome, what did he used to do?
Because he racked the good ones.
Yeah, he racked it, but I think he would give the buzzer, right? It would be a buzzer?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't remember.
And then he would be like, oh, you flamed out, clone, or whatever the hell Jim Rome did. I don't know. Were you a Jim Rome listener?
I had no choice.
Why?
Because they played him here in the market on our flagship
station. On 610, yeah.
When the Rockets were
on
610.
I mean, he was the guy for a while.
So I had to listen to
him. I was a big Jim Rome guy. I used to every day.
Did you shuffle papers between segments?
Well, this was back when I was a painter. I used to work for an apartment complex. I was a painter and a make-ready guy. And so I used to just get apartments ready to sell after nasty people moved out.
Really?
Yeah.
You were the Dutch boy?
I was, I told you I used to do construction, too. It was the same, not the same apartment complex, but.
Welcome to Indeed.com. You've had every job under the sun.
I was like, teach country, construction, IT.
I'm a multifaceted man.
You breed animals?
Man.
You teach country.
I don't know about teaching country. I taught line dancing.
Same thing.
Okay. Yeah, teaching country is a little bit different.
Same difference.
Now, to be country, what you got to do is, first of all,
make a lot of Johnny Weir jokes.
I thought about that today. I passed a guy in a truck, and he had a Rebel flag sticker on the back and another sticker that said, these colors don't run. And he had a hat with a fishing hook. On, you know, and you'll see like some people will,
they keep their lures clip. Hooked in there.
Yeah. And I thought to myself, there's a guy that doesn't have many African American friends.
Yeah.
That's a guy you look at and go, I think
but
I
he's
know.
He's happy with the political landscape these days in the United States, I'm betting.
Pretty thrilled. Pretty thrilled.
Yeah.
But I thought,
he was on his way to Home Depot to get some tiki torches.
Probably. But I was. Getting back to the topic, I loved Jim Rome, which in hindsight it was pretty contrived. At the time, you didn't really know. You thought, man, he's so good at being off the cuff. And then it came out that Travis Rogers was the brains behind Jim Rome and all that.
Yeah, he started the off. I think
he was. Yep. Travis Rogers was on this station, was he not?
Yeah, absolutely, he was at one point. And did you produce for him?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that was the thing. Like, he would create Rome's takes. He would give him everything and just pretty much hand it to him, talk to him through his ear. You would hear the joke. Like, Rome, and I'm not taking anything away from Jim Rome, but Travis Rogers was kind of the brains. It's kind of like when you watch the Smothers Brothers. You know how the one that always plays dumb?
Tommy.
Yeah, he's actually the smart
one. Very intelligent guy.
He's the one that writes all the bits. Like, the other guy just plays his part. Yeah. So it was kind of the thing with Jim Rome.
Dick.
Yeah.
Tommy and Dick, yeah. Smothers.
You've said a lot of emphasis on that.
Like syllables, buddy.
OU Joel.
Emphasis on the syllables.
OU Joel, just the Dick. Smothers.
Tommy and Dick Smothers.
Well, all right.
Stay tuned for our poll question. Right now, we want to tell you about the Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for a long time now. It's Houstonians helping kids in need in the Houston area trying to get a second chance at an education. Fantastic program. After the hurricane, a lot of you lost vehicles, whether they were insured or not. Now they're just sitting around. And you don't want to spend any more money to try and get them towed away. You can take care of that and really make an effort to help others in the process. And here's how it works. If you got a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, or a car, whether it's running or not, and you want to get rid of it, you just pick up the phone. You call 713. 713- like that. 713-225-4226. Or you can log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Either way, reach out to them. Tell them where you live. Tell them what you got. They come. They tow it away. They do all the paperwork. You get a tax deduction, and tax time's right around the corner. And on top of that, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card. But that's where the process really begins. Once they have your vehicle, they turn that into resources for these kids who have distractions when they're trying to focus on the books. It could be book money. It could be eyeglasses. It could be bus fare. It could be warm meals. All the things that, if they don't have them, are distractions. But if they do, they can focus on their studies. That's why this program is so fantastic. It all stays here in Houston, and it really works. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. They'll kind of walk you through the program and tell you all that you need to know. And as always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, we're back! Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nick took a half day.
Yo, Andrew said, "Oh, you Mike sounds like a dude that calls potatoes taters."
Good call. Probably. Pretty much spot on.
Pretty much.
But he's got stage fright. Every time we build him up, we hear, he doesn't even last through a break. Like, we'll say, coming up next, this better be good. The man, the myth, the legend, OU Mike. And all of a sudden, we'll look at the phone board and be like, where'd he go?
He does pretty well. OU Mike is a guy that's been around for a really long time. When I first started doing Houston Game Day 5 years ago, Shock was telling me, like, man, OU Mike gets banned like once a quarter.
I'm sure he's been banned multiple
times.
With
us, you banned him.
I was like, really? He was like, oh, yeah. He would always call and say something inappropriate and then be banned for like 30 days. And then they would lift the ban. And his first call back, he would say something inappropriate and get banned again.
So banning OU Mike is like, it's like nothing to him. It doesn't faze him.
No, not at all. He doesn't care.
But if you call him a legend, you'll hear, anyways, that's not even close to the truth. Anyways, Gilbert is the legend.
First text in the queue. Dude, I always thought it was F-E-F Friday. I told you.
Hey, texter, you know, I know what the F stands for? Yeah.
Whatever happened to Jim Rome? Does he still have a radio show?
Yeah. I was going to say, for all the things that you guys just said, which is a lot of stuff I didn't know, like Travis Rogers stuff and all that stuff. Oh, yeah. But he, in terms of his lifespan, he's still hanging on. They still bring him on. I think it's the NFL Today on CBS. He still has a role there. Because for a while there, you want to talk about a cash cow?
Oh, man.
Oh, with the syndication for the Jim Rome show. That gimmick was killing it.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he's syndicated on CBS Sports, but he's also kind of independent-ish in that he can kind of send his feed to whoever. Like, he has all his stuff on jimrome.com. You know what I mean?
Remember, he used to do tour stops. He called them a tour stop.
Oh, they were huge. They did the one at Minute Maid that filled it up, and Steve Elkington was hitting drives from home plate trying to hit the scoreboard.
How many people do you think would show up for our tour stop?
The world?
9.
Oh, you Mike?
You think he would go?
Depends on where we have it. If we have it down in the Golden Triangle, we would have a pretty big
house. How shocked would you be if OU Mike showed up to a tour stop and he looked like Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds? Would you be like, you're a gay black man, OU Mike? What? How shocked would you be?
Extremely shocked. I wouldn't believe him, actually. I'd be like, no, that's not you.
You can't be OU Mike. You can't
No
be.
Way.
But yeah, Rome used to be
like, big time.
And I don't know. I know he still does a show. And I don't know if he's on TV much anymore, because there used to be like Rome is Burning. They just kept recycling him on TV.
Well, he had a show on ESPN, right?
Right. Got a text from Ron. He said he's also on Sirius XM.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And what, you know, it makes sense now when you guys start talking about Travis Rogers and how he was just kind of like a puppet for everybody that was feeding him stuff. Because the reason why he got on the map in the first place is he had the TV show where he had Jim Everett of the Rams on, and he intentionally called him Chris Everett, to the point where
he got his ass whooped.
Jim Everett said, call me that one more time, and he did, and Everett flipped the table and went over after him.
Beat his ass.
Yeah, and that was like, it was all over, and this was before social media, but it was all over the news and everything else, and it made a name for him.
Now the question is, who among us would have the balls to have said it again? I wouldn't have.
It depends on who you're saying it to.
You're talking to an NFL quarterback. You're talking to Jim Everett. And he says, don't call me that. If you call me that again, I'm going to whip your ass. Who among us would be like, okay, Chris Everett, I won't call you that again. Because you know you're about to get a certified ass whooping if you do it.
Now, I don't know how bad he got his ass whooped. I remember Jim Everett flipped the table and went after him. Down, but yeah.
Still, it took balls to do it.
I mean, if I was at a bar, I probably wouldn't do it. But if I was like on TV set like he was, I might.
Because if you got the video proof that you could sue him on.
I'm pulling it up right
and
now.
And plus, there's people there that's probably going to stop.
I haven't watched it
exactly.
Forever.
There's a lot of variables in it that you would say, okay, this isn't like walking in a dark alley and running into a guy and saying, call me that one more time, where you could literally die or get seriously hurt.
Right.
Yeah. I think a lot of people with those factors in would say it.
So I'm looking at the video right now. So it wasn't an ass whooping. I thought he punched him. Mm-mm. He flips the table, right. Grabs him with two hands, pushes him down, and stands over him, at which point it's broken up. But he looks like he's going in to choke him, like just choke the life out of him.
I mean, that's that and helped then, him make a name for himself,
yes,
for sure. So.
Yes. But still, if you get your table flipped on your set, then you get grabbed by both sides of your sport coat, pushed to the ground, and then someone stands over you and is about to choke you. I'm going to chalk that up as an ass whooping anyways. We weren't winning that fight. He's lucky that it got broken up. We'll definitely say that.
Okay.
So I don't know. You got your answer. You know where Jim Rome is now. Somebody said, funny you guys talk about Jim Rome today. I watched a show at a bar in Beaumont today. There were CBS logos in the background.
Yep.
So there you go.
Look, and here's the other side of the question, Barry. Mm-hmm. Would you ask it or would you say it one more time if it meant that within the next 6 months, we would all be doing a show in L.A. or New York, we would have palatial studios, we would have all the money that we would ever need, and it would just keep flowing in for the next couple of years, maybe more.
I would take all of that except for leaving Houston.
Well, if there was a way we could do it, sure.
I mean, honestly, that's why I have so much. This is going to get, I'm going to go off on like a little sidetrack, but this is why I have so much respect for Ali Siddiq, who has a special coming out on Friday. Is this guy has, it's his second Comedy Central special. It's an hour-long special, which are hard to get. He did it in prison because Ali's told his story about how he went to prison. He did it in prison for prisoners. This is a guy who has had sitcom offers and everything else, and he never left Houston to do this. And that's what, if we had that opportunity.
I think he did Deborah Duncan's show in the morning yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to leave Houston. I would want, I've always been that guy. I would want to be able to put my city on the map. I would want to be able to say.
I would love that.
This show, if it was nationally popular, I would still want to say that's, I would want people to be like, yeah, that's a Houston show.
What you know about
I'm
that,
with
Nick?
You. Yeah. I'm totally with you on that. I would, but the thing is, If you make yourself that big a name, it doesn't matter where you come from. You can always mention it. You can always, and a lot of people do that. Like, you'd be surprised who Peter King, the Sports Illustrated guy. Yeah. I think Cincinnati was where he came from.
Oh, really?
The Monday morning quarterback, which is his thing.
And he was like, you'd be surprised what that market could do for you. You know, what I mean?
I'm with you, Barry. If we could all stay here, that'd make it even better.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, you would do that. Entice someone one more time if it meant
I would take
the windfall.
I would take a punch in the face to make this show to get to the level that Jim Rome was at. Hell yes, I would get punched in the face
like
for you guys. I would take one for the team, literally.
Yeah.
If Travis Rogers got a show on that, can you imagine how big Nick could get?
It's true. Nick is good on air, too. Most producers aren't.
No doubt. And here's the thing. On the side, Nick could be doing the Teach You How to Two-Step videos.
No side chicks. Nope.
No, it Teach You How to Two-Step.
We won't allow it.
Forget the pop and lock videos of the past. It's Teach You to Two-Step with Nick Sciarra. Nice. $19.99, you get a free pair of, I don't know, you don't get boots, they're too expensive. We're going to be back with the final half hour of The Big Show. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Outside the Beltway.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of The Big Show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ Jung, and The Blitz as a Thursday is rolling right along. Jason Hebert, very, very funny tweet. Oh, you Mike stands at the urinal. Can't go if anyone else is around. He is that guy. That is spot on.
Not bad.
Plus, it takes him a long time to undo the suspenders.
Oh, I didn't know what the hell you were about to
on
say.
On the overalls.
Scared me to death. I was like, what? Takes him a long time to undo his what? Does Joel think the Packers' new GM goes after Jimmy Graham or Malcolm Butler?
The first, not the latter. I think that they need a tight end. They know how badly it backfired last year with Marty Bennett. And I think depending on the price, that would be one hell of a splash. And since Ted Thompson, the old GM, was known to not like free agency at all, but if he did concentrate, it would be on the defensive side and how that work out. If he makes a splash on the offensive side, that goes a long way towards making number 12 happy and adding a missing link that they need in Green Bay.
There you go.
There you have it.
Did you see Lance's sports map article?
I did not.
So he was writing about basically comparing the Texans to a car that needed a tune-up. And it was actually pretty ingenious because he was talking about how like the offensive line is the tires.
Right.
And they're worn. The tread, there's no more tread life on them and they need to be replaced and this, that, and the other. But he mentioned some free agent opportunities out there and some names that have been brought up on the show as well. Nate Solder was a name that I brought up maybe to look at. But he said, keep in mind he's a Band-Aid and an expensive one. But he talked about getting some help in the secondary, going after Malcolm Butler. He talked about getting a obviously getting a replacement for Jonathan Joseph. Kevin Johnson didn't look great. Maybe Kareem Jackson moves to safety to prolong his career. But then he talked about drafting. He said safety is a need, but if you do a good job of evaluating, making a splashy signing day or a signing or draft pick isn't necessary to get help. So you can add, basically his point, you can add some depth or get help in the secondary, especially at the safety position, and not have to do anything crazy to make that happen. And then he talked about Andrew Norville and Josh Sitton as options for the offensive line. So it's a good article. I mean, if you want some insight in, from a guy that knows his stuff.
Yeah, no doubt.
Check it out on SportsMap.
And I'll tell you, the other neat thing was when I saw Sean Salisbury, I think it was, tweet, hey, Lance, that was really cool sitting in with you, going over tape and sharing some stories. Two guys that know football, like very few, that is awesome.
I want to go sit in with Lance. I think that would be fun.
Oh, I've done it before. Yeah,
he bought me a drink last night, so that was pretty cool.
For
I think
free?
He was. Well, I thought he was trying to get him a pants. I think Zerline was trying to score with me.
I think he wanted to get you to.
No, we went over there.
Massage his good foot.
We went. Oh God. Well, we were talking by the bar, and he goes, "I got it," and I was like, "They're free," and he was on the tip. I was like, "Oh, okay." I was like, what do you mean? You got it. They're free, bro. I got it. You let me pay. You tip, I'll pay. How about that? Yeah, but.
No, I've sat and watched tape with him before. And I even when I would do the weekly morning hits with him at 790.
Uh-huh.
I would give him a hard time about how much time he spends in front of a VCR and, you know, and all these different things. But, man, I'm telling you what. You talk about a guy that's earned everything that he gets in terms of respect. He breaks down tape. He's up here all the time, as we've mentioned in the past,
really
breaking
is.
Down tape.
Well, I was telling Nick I want to get him on the show today because we didn't get to have him yesterday, and he's in there with the door closed working, breaking down tape.
You can knock on it because I thought about it before the show, too.
Well, he's
I
on
said
a call.
We need to get him on.
I think he's on doing like a national thing, so he's you know, he got time for us lowlifes. He's doing national things.
No, he's absolutely, and people, whether they know it or not, his dad was a longtime NFL line coach. So it's in the bloodlines. It recently, I guess the last job his dad held was offensive line coach for the Cardinals under Bruce Arians. So, and with Pittsburgh before that. So it runs in the family genes, but boy, he's taking it to another level with all the NFL Network stuff and everything.
Yep.
And just a great dude. He helped me so much when I came over here to do this and make the transition from doing games. And
oh, that's cool.
A very humble guy.
Yep. Patrick Randall, P. Randizzle.
Our dude.
Said, I'll crack up.
You'll need toilet paper for that.
I'm like, no, I'll crack up at the show every day, but I haven't laughed this hard, this much out loud in a long time. Today's been really fun. Well, good. I'm glad.
Without poll questions or Mount Rushmore.
What?
We make it work all week without any basketball.
Don't be bragging.
I'm proud of us.
No, you make us look bad. Don't
brag
on us.
I'm not mentioning the ratings. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I didn't mention them at all. I'm just saying we have had a good week of making chicken salad out of chicken doo-doo.
Don't. Just take
it. Let's talk about the NFL. Oh, there's nothing there. Let's talk about the NBA games that happened last night. Oh, wait. That's tomorrow night.
Y'all should have a poll and see how many people vote yes that always thought it was FEF Friday.
I'm staying out of that one.
Look how mad he went from flying high. Nothing. I don't, in a year that we've done this show, I don't think anything pisses Joel off more than calling it FEF Friday.
I have a couple things I can aggravate him with.
There are more.
Are there other things?
There's
quite a few things I can aggravate Joel with.
Indeed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. What?
I'm not going to. Don't try it, Barry.
Let's devote the rest of the show.
Here comes Martha Stewart ready to stir the pot over here before Jack in the Box comes in to square off.
What is it, Joel, that I do that aggravates you?
You don't have that much time. We've got less than a half hour of the show. We don't have that much time.
I just want to write it down so I can make sure to incorporate it into our rundown every day. I just want to make sure that I get it. No? Okay. You're not going to help?
Not in the least.
Considering there's only one segment left, he's probably going to still push this.
Well, I mean, we have time in this segment. It's only 38. We're now out Lance at 41. We got 3 or 4 minutes left.
Oh, Lance isn't listening. Responding to P. Randizzle had sent us a tweet.
Yeah.
And Lance is responding to that. So at least he's on Twitter. You should just tweet him and say, hey, want to join us before we get out of here?
Hey, big time national guy. You think you could...
Can you do your Dr. Hook and hop on down here for a segment?
Yeah. That's, we'll see. So I'm going to do the poll for FEF Friday on FEF Friday. That'll be the... Oh, we got to update the poll results. Look, somebody goes, is this a trick question? This is a poll.
We're actually going to Facebook Live the recreation of the trophy ceremony and the presenting of the big check for the camel races.
Arian's fetus, I expected better of you, my man. He put, this is a trick question. This is a poll. Damn it. Arian's fetus. All right, so...
And I went looking for that cider the other day, and I couldn't find it.
So our question today was, should our show do a poll question? Because we want to know. And there's 8 minutes left in the voting. At Barry is funny if you want to vote. 50-50 split. It is dead even.
So it's
What do we do if we have a tie?
What should we do?
It's still 50 Thursday. I guess it's still Thefty Thursday.
It's appropriate, right?
I should have called this an Instapoll. We could steal everything.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You know what? If we do Thefty Thursday, we have to have ACC guy call. Not SEC guy. ACC guy.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You just get a little bit more twang. You get down south a little bit more now. Yeah.
Well, no, I guess.
A little twangier.
Yeah.
Because SEC is south guy.
Yeah. So 50-50 on the poll. 119 votes. 7 minutes left. Get on there. Let us know if we should have a poll by answering our poll.
Dude, the fact that we already got 120, it's not bad.
It's ridiculous.
But again, that's why we say between tweets, texts, and calls, we love your participation, and we answer because without you, we don't have the show.
Barry, would you take a punch to the face to be as famous as the ass clowns that... I should have.
Previewing on the fly.
Troy,
again.
I'm sorry. I can't do it. Let's talk about something positive like Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, because that is the deal. That's where I want you to be at. 1901 Taft in Midtown. Chris, longtime listener Chris, tweeted me today, said, all right, I just found out Cowboys and Indians is like a mile down the road. I'm going today. And I'm going to try the quesadillas that I hear y'all talking about. Yeah, go to Cowboys and Indians, 1901 Taft in Midtown. Tell them you listen to ESPN 97.5. Boom. 20% off the non-quesadillas. And don't text me asking, what are non-quesadillas, N-O-N? It's non-made with non-bread. That's what the tortilla is. It's really good. You guys got to try it. Joel's favorite. Nick gets them every time he goes. It's my appetizer before I dive into the big meal. Get out there and check it out. A lot of stuff you can choose from on the menu, too. I've always said they have one of the best burgers in the city of Houston. It's called the Himalayan Heat Burger. Try that out. They're known for their buttered chicken. They've got chicken curry, chicken fried steak, lamb vindaloo. And I told Chris, while you're out there, before you leave, get a slice of the red velvet cake. You'll thank me later. The cool thing is, if you don't want to leave the house, but you still want to try Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, you can have it delivered to your door. Get on one of the apps like DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. All three of them will deliver it to your doorstep. If you do go there, you want to have a drink, watch the game, you can do so at their full-service bar. It's a great place to chill out. We'll try to get out there for March Madness, watch a game, have a drink, eat some good food. Tell Haas and the crew I said hello when you go. It's 1901 Taft in Midtown on Facebook, CNI713 for more information. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, there is nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. AJ, Fred, John, take you home till 7. All right here, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, we got some really good text to read.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. Joel's one-liners are on fleek today. I hope I got that line right, or that lingo right, so I can fit in with the cool kids these days.
On so fleek.
Stay woke, yo.
You're getting, well, you just ruined it. You just ruined it.
It was the whole process.
I thought it was F-E-F Friday as well.
We got the F part.
That was
right.
One. I've been listening since the beginning and just learned today it was F-Yeah Friday. I always thought it was F-E-F and thought it stood for Bleep Everything Friday. That was from Dylan out of Beaumont.
Tomorrow, Joel? F-U Friday begins. Because you can figure out that one easily.
See, I told you, I'm not crazy. You thought I was attacking F-E-F Friday.
First of all, you are crazy, and yes, you were attacked.
No, I just said I had no idea it was F-Yeah Friday, because it started when I wasn't here.
Let's go to the living room, and we can discuss this later. Yeah, we'll figure it all out.
But you and Travis would do F-Yeah Friday and have fun, and it was cool, but I always thought when you said it, it was F-E-F. That's all. I told you I did not like the idea. I just was confused, as were a lot of our suspects.
You said a lot. Okay, let's go tone that down.
Maybe four.
Yeah.
that's a lot to me. Okay.
Yeah.
Now El Jefe wants me to do a poll to break the tie on the poll. Who should win in the poll that was tied about should we do a poll?
Go run down the hall and ask the
That's going to be complicated.
Large crowd of people having a discussion
We're doing a poll tomorrow. I'm going to do a poll tomorrow. Did you think it was F-E-F Friday or F-E-F Friday? That's going to be the poll tomorrow. We're doing that. You had a story you'd like to read? All right.
So did you guys hear the story? There's a lady in India who suspected her husband of cheating. So while he was sleeping, she sliced off everything and flushed it down the toilet.
Okay, so stop real quick. We'll get back to that. Here's something I have to know. When you say slice everything off, obviously she had to pick it all up at one time. Now, wouldn't it take more than like a second or two? Are we just assuming that it was like a sword or something, and it was a real fast chop?
Or what's the because a meat cleaver like?
Yeah,
so like, you can get like a lot of distance.
A butcher's cleaver.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, maybe, but you still have to pick up the stuff to make that chop, right?
He's 40. She's late 30s.
Here's the thing. I'm married, and I've been with my wife for 20 years. As soon as she touches it.
I was going to say that.
I'm up. I'm like, yeah, let's go.
In more ways than one.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So if my wife was going to chop it off as soon as she grabbed it to pick it all up, to chop it off, I would be awake. I would
You'd probably
know.
Have to be hammered to not.
Now, that would be, right? Yes.
So as the story goes, again, he's 40, she's late 30s. He said it felt like, he filed the report, said it felt like someone hit him in the head with a stick when he was sleeping at their home in northern India's Punjab state. If he survives, he faces life without it because they could not find it and attempt to sew it back on.
Oh,
what
no.
What are they digging in the sewers? You, Mr. Germaphobe, can you imagine if they did find it, what they'd be facing from a sanitary
here's
perspective?
Here's your penis back. Sorry, there's some poop on it. What?
And a whole bunch of other crap, literally.
Yeah, sorry your testicles have, let's get this toilet paper off. What?
She's in her late 30s, but carried out the horrific attack. She suspected he had been sleeping with another woman.
Mm.
So talking about taking matters into your own hands, you just took the meat cleaver and started swinging for the fences. Look who's chiming in.
Oh, well, welcome back. Clarence on the phone.
What up, guys?
Dude, where you been?
Hello, Clarence.
You get a life and now you're ignoring us?
No, I've been working late evening.
Hold on. I like that I said, Clarence, did you get a life? And your response was no.
No, not when you're working, no.
Well, good stuff, man. What's
working
up?
Late evening events. Nothing. Let's solve all this F-E-F, whatever everyone wants to call it. It's F-E-F Friday. So let's clear this up.
Okay.
Just like you said.
Now,
Friday.
Now, what did you think it was, though, Clarence? Yeah, we know that it's bleep yeah.
I knew what it was.
Thank you, Clarence. Thank you, Clarence.
So at no point, well, yeah, you know now, but let's rewind it. Zip, 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 back to March of last year, okay? When you first heard him say it, did you think he was saying F yeah?
When I first heard it, I thought it was F-E-F Friday. Like when I
Clarence,
first heard
we gotta
it,
go.
But then I heard it again, it was like F yeah. I'm like, okay, F yeah. Because he said, when you first heard him say F-E-F Friday, when someone here was like, okay, he never explained what it was, so then it processed in my head, F yeah, okay. Saying F yeah.
All right, so what you're saying is you were intelligent enough to figure out that there's no such thing as F-E-F Friday and knew, realized, oh, it's F yeah Friday.
I
think you just called me dumb is what you just did.
Especially you haven't said, okay, this is what F-E-F says. If he hasn't said it by now, a whole year, you should have figured out, okay, it's not that. Okay, maybe he's actually saying F yeah.
I think you're overestimating my intelligence by saying I should have figured it out.
Well, someone should have figured it out. I figured it out.
All right. Well, you got me. What's up, man? What else is going on?
Nothing much. Just been working, trying to stay alive, trying to stay dry at least.
Okay. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for checking back in again. Joel doesn't want to talk to you. He's not happy with you right now.
Oh, come on, Joel, buddy.
Clarence, stay tuned for FU Friday tomorrow.
Joel's going to be passing them out like
F
government
you
cheese.
Friday begins anew tomorrow.
Don't tell you, just say boop Friday.
There you go. Appreciate the call, Clarence.
Or just hit the gong.
Sleep yourself.
All right, bud. Thanks for the call.
Enjoy your cats.
That's Joel's. You have a cat, don't you?
Nope.
Y'all don't have any cats?
Zero.
Why did I think you had a cat? I thought you told me you had a cat.
Never. Nope.
You've never owned a cat?
Never, negative.
Lisa never saved a cat?
Oh, yeah.
Nope, not at our house.
Is she a cat hater?
No, she loves cats. They have cats. Her mom and dad have cats.
Oh.
One's about the size of a small whale.
Really?
God, they got one cat.
How much does it weigh?
I would guess 30
pounds. No way you have a 30-pound cat.
No, I'm telling you. This cat was bigger than our...
That's a black panther.
Bigger than our terrier.
Really?
Yeah. It was huge.
30 pounds,
I think
though?
It just recently passed, but that dog was a monster. I mean, that cat. That cat was like a dog. It was huge. And they had a dog door, and the cat used it. It came and went as it pleased, but it was huge, that cat.
That's a big-ass cat. 30 pounds?
Yeah, I think his name was Joey, and don't mess with him either, because he can handle his business.
Did he have his front claws?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't declaw my cats either.
I did. Both of them hoes. Gotta go. Not tearing up my couch. Look, yeah. I'll give you a place to live. Like, we rescued one of our cats from the SPCA.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one we got from a veterinarian hospital a cat that they rescued had a litter. So.
But usually you just do the front two, right?
You don't do all four. Because, God forbid, they do get out on accident.
You got to be able to protect themselves.
With at least the back claws if they're, you know.
Yep.
If they're on bottom.
They're doing a lot of swing kicks.
Swing kicks?
Whatever you call them.
What?
You got an MMA term for the big flying kick with a claw in it?
No. Huh?
Well, what's the big... what do you call it? A leg whip? With a kick when you're trying to do a takedown in MMA by kicking the guy? I always see him kicking him in the shins.
Oh, yeah. No, that's just a...
It's like a setup, I think.
That's just a leg kick.
Referring to it like a setup.
I think he's just talking about just a leg kick.
Okay.
When you get kicked on the thigh.
If OU Mike knew it was F yeah Friday, what does this say for the other listeners? And that came from OU Mike.
It sure did. It sure did.
I rest my case. Hey, FU Friday starts tomorrow. You can't wait, neither can we. But until then, it's Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They are up next. We will talk to you again tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night. See y'all. ESPN 975.